This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Aaron from Tacoma is. Aaron, are you there?
I sure am.
Aaron, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday?
You know, I was.
So you heard the cheat sheet. Do you think you remember?
So I was driving home as I got the cheat sheet, and I didn't have a pen, and I didn't want to get in an accident, so I made up a little rhyme with it. And I rhymed it all the way until I got home, and I think I got it. I'm pretty sure I got at least two of them.
I love this okay. So much.
Impressive.
After the game, I want to hear what your rhyme was.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
All right.
But not right now.
No.
All right, Steve.
Well, yeah, sure. Let's
get
hear
out
the
here.
Rhyme.
No,
okay,
Steve.
Goodbye.
Steve, leave, leave.
Fine.
I'm really, really rooting for you, Aaron, because that is amazing. For those playing...
You know, I hope I do better than I did last time. I've only played once, and I dropped a deuce last time.
Oh, no. Let's hope it's better than that. For those playing at home, Aaron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What is 50% of 150?
75.
Correct. Who recently apologized on ESPN after smashing a fan's phone?
Pass.
Cuckoo clocks were invented in what European country?
Germany.
Yes. How many dogs survived when the Titanic sank?
One.
No.
Zero.
No.
Ten.
No. Who played Patrick Bateman in the horror film American Psycho?
I have no clue. Pass.
Rumor has it Katy Perry used to carry around a lock of hair from Miley Cyrus and what other pop star?
Prince.
What?
Justin Bieber.
No.
I don't know. Pass.
Who served as U.S. president for most of the 80s?
That would have been Bush.
No.
Reagan?
Correct. What is the main ingredient in Waldorf dressing?
Waldorf dressing. No, that's walnuts?
No. Aaron. I don't know if your rhymed fully helped, but you did get more than you got before because you got 3 correct this time.
Hey, that's better. That's improvement.
You know, yes, it is. And if every time you call and play, you get one better, eventually you're going to get a perfect 10.
Perfect 10.
Yeah. I'm very curious to hear this song. I really am. But first...
We're 60 seconds away from it.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
What is...
I think about it.
I guess so. What is 50% of 150?
75.
Correct. Who recently apologized to ESPN after smashing a fan's phone?
Jason Kelsey.
Yes. Cuckoo clocks were invented in what European country?
France?
No.
Greece?
No.
Germany?
Yes. How many dogs survived when the Titanic sank?
None.
No.
One.
No.
Two.
No. Who played Patrick Bateman in the horror film American Psycho?
Played Patrick Bateman. Oh, my God. Was that Christian Bale?
Yes, it was. Rumor has it Katy Perry used to carry around a block of hair from Miley Cyrus and what other pop star?
Well, that's weird.
Kind of is, right?
I have no... Britney Spears.
No.
Beyonce.
No.
Shock G from Digital Underground.
No. Who served as U.S. president for most of the 80s?
Ronald Reagan.
Correct. What is the main ingredient in Waldorf dressing?
Mustard.
No.
Ranch.
No.
Oil.
No. The Hawaiian Islands were formed by which type of natural disaster?
I'm going to go with a tsunami.
No.
Earthquake?
No. Steve?
A hurricane?
That wasn't great. No,
volcano.
Not a hurricane. There we go.
Volcano.
Yes. Way late
Stupid
on that one.
Steve, come on.
But you did get 5 correct, which is still a win, 5-3.
I'm the best.
Okay, Aaron, you said you thought you remembered 2 of the 3 cheat sheets, but you only got one of them correct.
I didn't. So I was so focused on the game that I, as soon as I was done, I remembered the rhyme, and then I knew the other 2 answers.
Oh, no.
Hold on. There were 3 dogs on the Titanic.
There was.
And it was Taylor Swift.
Yes! You would have tied.
Man, I had 3 Taylor Swifts in Germany. I had 3 Taylor Swifts in Germany. 3 Taylor... I sang that all the way home, and I forgot it. And second, I called.
Aaron, I love you.
3 Taylor Swifts in Germany. 3 Taylor Swifts in Germany.
Oh, my gosh.
That is the feel-good hit of the fall.
We needed that song today.
We really did.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Aaron. That was incredible. Well, yes.
In Germany.
Cuckoo clocks were invented in Germany. There were 3 dogs that survived the Titanic. And Katy Perry used to carry a lock of hair of Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift. Obviously, whatever juju that did, it worked because she's very famous. And
very famous.
That's also very strange if it's true.
I kind of believe it. She seems like a quirky one.
Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would totally carry around locks of hair of famous people if it would make me famous and successful and rich.
Don't look at us when you say that because it's already creepy hearing you say it, but then making eye contact with you takes it to another level.
I'm like, Taryn, can I borrow your head for a sec?
She was also trying to figure out how to get hair from Steve.
I think she was just going to shave part of his body.
I literally was, you guys.
Manscape me?
And I was like, oh, how would this not be weird? You eventually got the Hawaiian Islands were formed on the volcanoes. Yeah. And what is the main ingredient in Waldorf dressing? I love this condiment. Taryn, I believe, hates it.
Is it mayo?
It sure is.
Barf.
Yum. Well, congrats on beating Aaron, even though he had the coolest song ever.
We are bringing Live Night to the Showbox Soto on December 13th, Rockaholics. It's a Friday where everything is performed live from the stage, and you can be part of the audience.
Plus, if you're a Seahawks fan, you want to meet and hang out with Walter Jones, the best to ever do it, number 71, in the Ring of Honor. He's also a Hall of Famer. He's truly one of the best guys. He's going to be hanging out with us as well.
Get your tickets now at KISW.com. Our phone number is 206-803-ROCK, and we are wondering, have your kids ever embraced something that you are into? Call up now if that is so. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Aerosmith.
The Daily Migs Show.
Drew Barrymore just shared a great story on The Drew Barrymore Show about how she found one of her daughters and Adam Sandler's daughter watching 50 First Dates together.
This is just a strange thing just to set that up, but here's the conversation about it.
My daughter and Adam's daughter were watching it at my house the other night. Aww. And I was like, why are you guys watching this?
I just think it's so funny that they're all hanging out.
Like,
homies. I think it's awesome. Like, you know, you watch and they have great chemistry on camera. So I'm like, okay, they're just homies as well.
Like, don't you get enough of me and your dad? And they were just so happy. And I was like, oh, but this is so sweet and wonderful.
Yeah, that must be kind of comforting, too.
It is.
Yeah.
Plot twist. Adam Sandler's wife didn't know they were hanging out. I'm kidding.
It is because your kids will, a lot of the time, reject so many things about you that when you see them embracing something, you're like, oh, how fantastic.
And so we wanted to know about this with our Rockaholics. Is there something that your kids embraced because you were into it? And Amanda from Puyallup, tell us about your daughter and her love of reptiles.
My daughter's 5. And a couple years ago, we kind of started talking about pets. And she wanted a snake right off the bat. And we ended up putting the brakes on that because her dad's not a huge fan. It took some warming up. But we got a bearded dragon we adopted, and she loves him. It's her best friend. She feeds him, takes care of him. And we go to reptile shows out in Puyallup, the Pacific Northwest reptile exhibit.
That's so cool.
And she wants to hold spiders, snakes. She's held a scorpion.
Woo. Dude, that's so fun. Yeah, I feel like it's an easy pitch to dad if like you're like, hey, you know, a daughter wants a puppy. All right. But then you're like, our daughter wants a snake. Excuse me, what?
Yeah, that was exactly. He was just like, I don't like snakes. And I actually, we'd been together for a while and I didn't know that about him. And so she was like, hey, I want a snake for Christmas. And I'm like, ooh, well, don't tell dad that.
Oh, boy. Amanda, did you have reptiles like when you were little? What did you have?
I did not have reptiles when I was little. I had pugs, and I had a cat.
So then what got your daughter into reptiles?
I really love reptiles. So,
oh, no.
Like, okay. I loved them, but I wasn't allowed to have them or talk about them or bring them home. I brought other stuff home, like pigs and chickens and other things.
You're like me.
But, yeah, like I would refuse. I like my mom would refuse to let it in the house. She wouldn't even look at it.
Then, Amanda, you'll love this because you mentioned how your daughter also loves spiders and all that kind of stuff too. Yesterday, I came home and my wife is walking out the door with a spider that was in the house to put it outside safely. And I'm like, my wife usually is like, kill it, get rid of it. But because Tatum loves spiders, now she's forced to save spiders when they're in our house. I'm like, I never thought I'd see my wife be this type of person. This is hilarious to me.
Yeah, that's me. I don't like spiders. And the last reptile show we went to, I actually had a tarantula crawling up my arm. And she just thought I was the coolest person in the world.
Last night, the reptile man came to my son's school, Amanda. Have you ever seen the reptile man?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I have pictures of like that big yellow snake that he takes from like the 90s.
Yes, that was there last night at the school. Yes.
So do you know the song that he sings, the rhyme that he sings to the kids?
Oh, man, it's been ages. I'd probably recognize it, but I don't remember it.
Well, here it is.
Red touches black. You're okay, Jack. Which is a red touch? Red touches the black. So you're okay, Jack. It's a milk snip. But if the red touches the yellow, then you're a dead. Then you put it down. And the poem only works in the United States.
This guy's awesome.
He had one of those, like,
yeah, I remember that.
Gaboon vipers, like the most poisonous snake in the world.
He had that there?
Yeah, he's just holding it. It was crazy, Amanda. I was freaking out. My husband was loving it. I was not loving it. My son, loving it.
So if I see a snake that has red touching black, I'm okay.
You're okay, Jack.
But if the red's touching yellow, I'm effed.
You're a dead fellow.
You're okay. A dead fellow, yeah.
Dead fellow.
Wow. Rock on, Amanda.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah, it was wild. I mean, they had a couple little lizard things. They had a turtle. The turtle peed all over the floor. That was hilarious.
That's better than a turtle just pees on the floor as opposed to this.
You sent us the picture last night of Barrett with like a reptile on his head. And I was literally sitting on the couch and I showed it to my girlfriend. And she's like, what the F is wrong with Taryn?
That was loud there.
And you're like, babe, we got to go to bed. I don't have that much time to tell you what's wrong with her.
A Los Angeles Dodgers fan lost two fingers after a firework exploded in his hand during that viral World Series celebration. Of course, many had their opinions on this.
In all fairness, the red part of the firework was touching the yellow.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy. Many people have formed their own opinions about this, and the fact that the guy now has a GoFundMe set up to help him out. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A Los Angeles Dodgers fan ended up losing two fingers after a firework exploded in his hand during the World Series celebration.
Right after they won the World Series that night, a bunch of people were just setting off fireworks, and he did that.
In case you missed it, here's the audio of the moment when that happened.
Don't blow that s*** in my face. Bro, call the 911 right now. Hurry up before he bleed out. Hurry up. Call 911.
My favorite part's not favorite. That sounds terrible. But my favorite part of that whole situation is this guy's telling everybody to call 911 while he's holding his cell phone, filming it. Last I checked, you could hit stop on that recording and call 911 on your own.
No. But it was for the gram, but, Steve.
I know. You can't get all those Instagram likes if you don't do that.
Well, you might be...
That is just crazy.
You might be wondering if there's an update, and there is. A GoFundMe has been set up to help cover the medical expenses of this Dodgers fan.
His sister set it up.
Yes, and many, of course, have formed opinions on this guy and the fact that he has a GoFundMe set up, so we will go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we sent a bunch of these comments and these posts to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, reenact them however you'd like, just to point out people just lose their mind on social media. And people were doing just that. Are you ready for the first comment about this guy blowing his hand up?
Kaboom.
GoFundMe? That's wild. Hold my beer while I do some stupid and then do a GoFundMe.
And how much is it at right now?
$10,867.
Would you be willing to lose a couple fingers for $10,000?
Hell no.
No, and I think also the guy's hearing is all messed up now. Look, I mean, look, what he did was stupid. And if people want to donate, I'm not going to tell people not to. Like, it doesn't impact me in that sense, but I know like his sister was just like, he's a loving, fun-loving guy. She says, you know, he made a mistake, but you know, now he has to live with that mistake for the rest of his life because he worked on, like, I think she said, like, he worked on the oil fields and all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of rough. All right, here's the next comment about the GoFundMe being set up for this guy.
They didn't even lose two games in the World Series and he lost two fingers? Crazy.
The people on social media are just savage.
They really are.
And it continues.
I hope someone can give him a hand in this challenging time.
I like that the sister said in the GoFundMe it could happen to anyone. And I guess she's not wrong.
I mean, I feel pretty confident knowing that I'm not going to try and set off an explosive in my hand.
That's not going to happen to me.
I mean, I might lose my hand, fingers in different ways, but I don't think it's going to happen from setting off an explosive after my favorite team wins a championship. That's for sure. I know. I think she even said, like, it wasn't even his fireworks. Some stranger gave it to him, which I'm like, I mean, I hope you're telling the truth, but I mean, some of this sounds like a little bit of a make-em-up.
Yeah, but yeah, he lit the firework, though. It's not like the guy handed it to him lit. He lit it.
Right, they kind of have a gun to his head and said, now light it.
You could say that the celebration was a little out of hand.
Yes, I think it was definitely out of hand.
Oh, God.
And there was a lot of shocker jokes, too.
Oh, no.
There were a lot of shocker jokes.
No.
Yes. That shocking, two and the what?
Oh.
I don't mean to point any fingers at anyone, but whose fault was this?
I'm trying not to laugh.
We got one more. Are you ready?
Yeah. He deserves a World Series ring.
Now that's what's up.
Do you think the Dodgers are going to donate?
I don't know. I went on the GoFundMe, and sometimes like when you click on top donors just to see, because sometimes you'll see like a random celebrity donate, and it's always kind of an interesting thing. There's a $1,000 donation that's anonymous. Oh. So I'm thinking it was Freddie Freeman, MVP of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
I saw the story, and it's like, you know what? I'll give this guy $1,000. I wonder, though.
Yeah, I would think maybe somebody would out of the kindness of their heart.
He's definitely connected to this World Series, I think. When it comes to like the absurd stories that happen after a team wins a championship, this is right up there.
Oh, absolutely. What happened to Tom Hanks that led him to say a little something like this?
If I can find it.
Let me tell you something about these who write for about movies.
Oh, we're going to tell you what's
angry
trending.
Tom Hanks.
We're going to tell you what's trending after Def Leppard.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that many of you are just waking up and starting to move through the morning, and pop culture is a wild, crazy world. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Tom Hanks was slamming movie critics during a complete rant that he went on during the Conan O'Brien podcast he was recently part of. And he was specifically criticizing some of the harsh reviews of his movie, That Thing You Do, which was his directorial debut back in 1996. So great.
Such a fun film.
Such a fun film. So it was really, like, did not get great reviews out of the gate. But now, all these years later, it's become a cult classic. And a lot of those people that said those things are taking back what they said. And here's Tom Hanks speaking about that.
Let me tell you something about these who write for about movies. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a podcast. Yeah. Somebody who wrote about it is that this is just, you know, Tom Hanks has to stop hanging around with veterans of TV because this is just like a shot on TV and it's not much of anything, you know. Mm-hmm. That same person then wrote about the cult classic, That Thing You Do. Same exact person. It's all you need is 20 years between now and then, and it ends up speaking some words. But, you know, that's the thing we all signed up for. That's, you know, that's the carnival.
Questions,
I didn't know
Steve?
We signed up to deal with douchey critics.
Do you think Danny or Sarah has seen that movie?
No.
I'm going to guess no.
Based on the fact they're both, like, squinting their eyes, like, trying to, like, tap into their brain to see if they've watched that movie. It's a great one.
You don't know the song from that movie?
I know the song, but I don't know the movie.
Sing the song. Let's see if it.
And you
doing that thing you do, breaking my heart into a million pieces.
Telling you guys to sing it. Please stop. Please stop. And no, nothing's being triggered in my mind.
You're missing out, man, on some great music.
I don't think I am. That was actually a little terrifying.
The band was called The Wonders, but it was spelled O-N-E, so they said it looks like the Oneaters. Sarah.
Oh, wow, that's so hip and cool.
You know what? As someone who saw the movie and liked it, we're not doing a very good job of selling this film to Sarah. I don't even want to watch. I want to erase it from my memory based on how we're talking about this film.
I also just realized that I didn't know the actual song. I knew it because Newfound Glory covered it.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, they did it for one of their from the screen to your stereo.
I could see that turning into a pop punk song.
Yeah.
Easily. Although it does. That's why I just don't care about critics. No. Like, why would I care about someone whose opinion I don't even know? Like, I don't know if that critic likes the same movie as me.
Yeah.
So why am I going to follow, like, you know, and watch a film based on what Joe Schmo, you know, from Joe Schmo's movie reviews website, which is a great website. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm just, what would you say is your favorite Tom Cruise film?
Oh my God. Probably A League of Their Own.
Tom Hanks.
A League of Their Own. I love A League of Their Own.
But I also want to know what your favorite Tom Cruise movie is. Yeah. League of Their Own?
League of Their Own is always a favorite, but I love Forrest Gump because the soundtrack is awesome.
I might lean towards Forrest Gump. I mean, I liked some of his older films too, like Big.
Oh, Big was so good.
Big was really, remember, I'm going to ask a question. I know the answer. It's no. Did you guys ever see Bachelor Party?
No.
This is like early Tom Hanks film where it's like a dumb, ridiculous comedy. It's kind of like, you know, like an R-rated dumb comedy from the 80s. It's really fun.
Put it on the list. Sarah's list is so long.
Castaway. Yeah. I know you love Castaway.
Oh, yeah. She loves Castaway.
Oh, that's Wilson, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
That's my volleyball. I'm literally Googling Tom Hanks movies, and the only one I've seen, and Steve, you don't even count this, is Toy Story.
You've never seen Forrest Gump?
No. Oh,
what?
Wow. I've never seen any of these movies.
He's arguably one of the greatest actors of all time. You've seen none of his movies?
No, it doesn't look like he's in really any romantic comedies.
Yes, he is. Sleepless in Seattle.
He's got so many.
Okay, not in the 90s. Okay, let's more like 2000s, 2010s, but the 90s, 2020s.
That's the only decade where the rom-coms are good.
Also, Toy Story is from the 90s, Sarah.
Well, and I watched that when I was like 5. I wasn't watching romantic comedies when I was 5, Taryn. But and The Notebook came out in the 2000s, okay? And that was the best.
What about Splash, another great romantic comedy where he falls in love with a mermaid?
Wow, I'm adding this to the list. That sounds intriguing. How do they do it if she's a mermaid?
Carefully. And a hot tub. Turner and Hooch, not a romantic comedy, but a great buddy cop show with him and a dog.
No, what? I don't want to watch a dog. Does the dog die?
Yeah, you're not going to sell her with the dog.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, keep going.
I'm trying to think of what other good ones that I said. Bachelor Party.
See, there are none.
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh.
You've Got Mail. Him and Meg Ryan. That's a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
When did that come out?
Forever ago, 1998.
Yeah. 90s though.
Yeah. Sully. Sully was a good one.
Oh, that was a really good one.
What's the one where we were stuck in an airport?
Airport. I don't know.
I don't know, but it doesn't sound like a great.
Did you ever watch Catch Me If You Can? Catch Me If You Can.
Yes,
that was a good one.
That was a really good one.
That one was pretty.
I think I have that on DVD. If only I had a DVD player.
Wow, it's that old.
Yes, Sarah.
Damn, I'm shocked you haven't never Joel versus the Volcano. Someone just texted in. Someone said it would be a toss-up between Turner and Hooch and Forrest Gump for their favorites of all the Tom Hanks films.
I feel like every day Sarah just finds some way to further embrace herself, endure herself to our rockaholics. And today it's not seeing Tom Hanks movies.
Yeah, so I said, please do yourself the favor and see Forrest Gump.
Yeah, you need to.
Does it hold up?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
When's the last time you guys watched it?
Back when it came out.
No, I've watched it within the last 5 years, guaranteed.
No, yeah, that's not guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Do not.
Alcoholics.
The Terminal.
Oh, The Terminal.
Thank you, Texter. That's the one. Yeah, check that one out. He just hangs out at an airport.
You know what? We were supposed to tell you what's trending, and we just told you all the movies that Sarah's never seen, starring Tom Hanks. Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve Miggs? He's got a record of 310 wins, 93 losses, and 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.